day and welcome. I'm Lisa Thomas, founder of Beyond Cellular Healings. This is a recording from one of our live healing meditations. Within this healing meditation, you will experience a releasing of both inherited emotions and emotions that the subconscious trapped during your lifetime, allowing a sense of freedom from the past, the ability to live in the present, and to have an increased confidence that your future holds wonderful opportunities. Welcome, welcome, my friends, to our healing meditation to release the pattern of dishonoring your money. I'm grateful you are here with me. Money, yes, we need it to live. The truth is, we are worthy to have more than just enough. And it's time to embrace, allow, and feel good around money. Quoting John Maxwell, a budget is simply telling your money where to go instead of you wondering where it went. I found this quote to be fitting. It seems to be a theme through this healing meditation. The truth is, if you don't feel worthy to have money, then keeping a budget will always be a struggle. Have you ever felt confined by a budget? Do you refuse to know where your money goes because you really don't want to say no to others in need? Do you hide behind not knowing the details of your money because of the false belief, on a subconscious level maybe, that if you know where it goes, then you would be worshiping money because of the attention you are giving it? Just a thought. Success can be felt as unfulfilling due to the stress of earning it and then the guilt of having it, the guilt for wanting more, and the uncomfortableness of keeping it. We can overgive to compensate for this guilt. It can also show up as stinginess. Either way blocks the cycle of positive money flow. Money does not have to be complicated, nor does our money relationship have to be a battle of anxiety with never having enough, making ends meet, and never taking the time to enjoy what we do have. This does not serve your highest good. Today's healing meditation is divided into three parts. In part one, I will take you through a grounding exercise that will help you balance your body's energy system and will prepare you to receive the full benefit of this healing meditation. In part two, I will guide you through a powerful visualization that will empower your subconscious to release and allow money into your life. In part three, I will walk you through a process to release patterns of dishonoring money. I will be asking your subconscious mind questions. You will be aware that some of these questions will not be applicable to your life, but your subconscious will release what I find. It will allow more money into your life. My suggestions is for parts one and two, you stay present and alert. In part three, you can go into a more relaxed state and even fall asleep. Accessing 100% spirit. Accessing 100% soul. Connecting to the subconscious mind on all levels, past, present, and future. If you are in agreement with allowing me to connect and release, say yes. Beautiful. Either sitting with your feet on the ground or laying down, you now feel supported. Taking a deep breath in, filling your lungs to capacity. Hold and release. with your eyes closed, look up above you, the space 300 feet above you. This is your higher self space. This is source energy. Reaching up with your right arm straight above your head. Open and close your hand. And as you pull your right arm back down, imagine you are pulling heaven's gold energy like fresh shimmery mist down through the top of your head. It awakens the soul as spirit touches spirit. Imagine the shimmery mist of energy coming down into your physical eyes, into your sinuses, down into your throat, and into your lungs. Breathing in deeply, hold. And then as you exhale, release all of the day's burden energy. There you go. As you take your next breath, imagine breathing into your heart space, the feeling of love, the feeling of calmness. And release. Continuing to bring shimmering gold energy down into your small intestines and your large, feeling heaven's energy into your belly. Now allowing it to travel down into your legs, into the bottom of your feet. And as you imagine and feel your physical body becoming strong like a tree, feel your feet in the dirt and imagine strong, long roots, just like a tree, extending deep, deeper into Mother Earth's nourishing energy. Either in your mind's eye or bending at the waist, reaching down with your hands, open and close them. Imagine now pulling in and up Mother Earth's life nourishing energy into the bottom of your feet. Continue to bring this life force into your body like a warm blanket. And as you do so, Earth's energy is now combining with heaven's energy, establishing balance, and has prepared your body now for healing. Bringing combined healing energy back up through your legs, into your hips. Bring your attention back to your breath as you breathe deeply into your belly, extending your belly with the breath and holding. Release. Letting go of all tension and any anxiety. Bringing healing energy up into your heart space, into your lungs, up into your throat so you can speak your truth, into your eyes so you can see clearly. Continuing up into your brain area, connecting the conscious and the subconscious mind to allow old patterns of dishonoring money to release. continuing straight up through the top of your head into your higher self portal space, and continuing with your eyes closed. You feel a deep desire within you to allow your body to relax deeper. The sounds around you will allow you to go deeper relaxed as you listen to the sound of my voice. I am going to count from 3 to 1. With each number, you become more deeply relaxed. As at the count of 1, you will begin sitting and being aware that you are outside in a wooden rocking chair on an old wooden deck that is your backyard. 3. You are becoming more deeply relaxed. 2. That's right. As I told you, any sounds around you and the sound of my voice will help you relax much, much more. 1. You are sitting outside in a wooden rocking chair on an old wooden deck that is your back porch, gazing out upon your backyard. It looks like something from a past novel you've read. The house setting is located in the southern states of America. A lake is just off in the distance. A large garden plot is off to the right, and plenty of trees surrounding your property. You remember this scene. The last time we visited, you cleaned out the inherited weeds left by your ancestors, representing inherited money blocks. The sun feels warm, but the day is not hot. It is just perfect for planting. We have some beautiful work to accomplish. Standing up, walk over to the porch railing directly in front of you. Notice a shovel and a basket with garden gloves and a smaller garden shovel. Pick what you're comfortable using and proceed to take 2 steps down to ground level. Walking over to the garden plot, heading in the direction of the faded red wheelbarrow, you become aware that your ancestors are eager for you to plant new belief plants and deep-rooting plants that represent money. Upon reaching the faded red wheelbarrow, you find many seed packets, plenty to choose from. There is a packet of seeds called Empowered Money Beliefs, seed packets of self-confidence, and seeds of self-worth. You see little sparkling jewels that represent seeds for financial abundance, just waiting for you to hold and plant them. I'm going to pause while you pick your seed packets and all the jewels you want to plant. Don't forget the wild flower packet of trust, accepting, supported. Flowers. We need all those seeds. There you go. You notice that someone has come ahead of you. and created in the dirt long rows ready for planting. Thank you, ancestors, for your support in this process. We are grateful. Are you ready to plant your money seeds? Begin by dropping your seeds into the long ditches that have been prepared just for you to plant. Walking up and down each row, filling them with seeds that grow money. Seeds that increase confidence. Seeds that connect you to your life purpose. Seeds that look like beautiful jewels. And not to forget the wildflower seed packet that represent all other seeds to be financially abundant. May I help you push the dirt back over the seeds? Thank you. Together, we are pushing the dirt back over the rows of seeds, feeling the warm sun and knowing that our seeds will thrive. We bless your garden with love. As you do so, notice the clouds are forming on the horizon. They bring with them the blessings of love in the form of rain. We hasten our efforts and finish our project. It's time to head back to your comfortable wooden rocking chair on your back porch. As you look out from your porch deck, you are aware that something is missing. The nutrients, the fertilizer, are being blocked by your patterns of dishonoring your money. I have an idea. As you rest from your planting labors, allow me to release old patterns that are blocking your money seeds from being fertilized. Let's begin. You have a strong desire to forge a new path. What emotion is blocking trust to start your journey of creating a new business and trust to allow yourself to make more money, transforming lives, and trusting in yourself to allow this to happen without trying to control the outcome? It's a feeling of withdrawn. It's inherited. So allow me, releasing withdrawn from the mother and the father's side, going back all generations back to the originator. Releasing inherited withdrawn, where it is blocking you from starting a new journey in business. Releasing withdrawn from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of your physical body. Releasing withdrawn, where it is causing you to lack trust and confidence in your ideas. And lack of trust in asking for money, lacking trust, and any pattern of playing small because it is safer. Yeah. Releasing withdrawn from recreating a new business and transforming others' lives. Replacing this to allow more money to flow and inner confidence to manifest in all that you say and do. Replacing this to trust in yourself, trust in your desire to transform lives, trust to allow this to happen. Replacing is to be open to opportunities and to be flexible in how the outcome comes about. It is in your divine right to allow yourself to make more money currently and in the future, doing what you love, transforming your life and others in the process. I'm going to say a few words and I want you to repeat them. I enjoy enriching others' lives by living my purpose with passion and allowing money to flow easily doing what I love. Very good. What needs to be released to eliminate the pattern of letting the lack of money control your happiness? This is a lack of belief, and I feel that it may have trapped around 8 years of age, your belief that money was never going to be for you is how I feel this. So releasing the pattern of lacking belief, whenever currently you are experiencing a lack of money, releasing the attachment to lacking money, releasing the pattern of withholding belief as an identifying factor in who you are, releasing skeptical energy and the lack of belief in having money from ages 7, 8, and 9 years of age, from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian, releasing it from your childhood, present tense, and into the future. Releasing the pattern of doubting, releasing distrustful, that keeps you in a pattern of dishonoring what is being brought to you by never believing that there can be more. Eliminating now the dishonoring pattern of never trusting money. Eliminating the dishonoring pattern of letting money control your happiness. Replacing this to allow freedom, expansion, and confidence and ease from within around money. Replacing this to trust. Acknowledge that money is always there at the end of the month. It has been, it will be. So replacing this to trust that more abundance is awaiting you. It is always there. It is yours. And you are confident and trusting. You are believing in yourself. You are believing in others. You are believing that you can experience money flow with ease. Say this: I feel peaceful and calm. From the inside out with money. I trust money will always be there. What needs to be released to stop the pattern of dishonoring money by not being watchful of how you spend it, not honoring your time, not honoring your expenses, which keeps you in a constant cycle of playing catch up with life? This is self-abuse. It's a form of self-abuse. It is an inherited pattern. Releasing the inherited pattern of dishonoring money and the inherited pattern of self-abuse from your mother and your father's lineage, going back all generations of time back to the originator. Releasing inherited self-abuse from the DNA tissues, the fibers, and the tapestry of your physical body. Releasing the addiction now to not honoring your time. The addiction to negative thoughts that block your ability to honor your expenses. Releasing the false belief that you are not worthy to have time, you are not worthy to have money is a false belief. Releasing the false belief that you are not worthy to watch your expenses because of the false belief that you are being carnal to your value of money. allowing us to release from the conscious and the subconscious. From the past, your childhood, from the inherited pattern presently in your life and in the future. Replacing this with worth. To honor your money in how you spend it and to honor your time in creating it. You are worthy of having money. You are worthy of experiencing success. You are worthy to have success, love, and money. Say this: I am honoring my money through gratitude and paying attention to what I spend. What needs to be released to stop the pattern of dishonoring money because of experiencing a budget as controlling? To allow you to honor your money by experiencing a budget as positive and a rewarding experience. There is a fear that I'm picking up of being controlled. It could be that you heard as a child, I'm feeling around seven, that there wasn't money in the budget for this or that. You had to spend it before you lost it. Releasing the fear of being controlled from ages 6, 7, and 8. Now fast forward, I'm picking up again later. Releasing the fear of being controlled by money or a budget at ages 14, 15, and 16 years of age. Releasing the false belief that a budget will negatively control you. Releasing the false belief that budgets are restrictive and take your freedom away. Releasing the fear of being controlled in life, being controlled by money. Releasing the fear of being controlled by someone else. Releasing the fear of being controlled by a budget. Releasing the false belief that if you refrain from spending, you will be missing out. Releasing this pattern from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian. Releasing the fear of being controlled on all levels, presently and in the future in your life. Not quite gone. Releasing the pattern of dishonoring your money because of a deep-seated fear of being controlled by a budget, being controlled by an outside influence, and releasing the false belief from the subconscious that you cannot be spiritual and prosperous. There you go. Replacing this to allow the experience of honoring your money to be positive and rewarding. The experience of having a budget to be rewarding in your life and for it to manifest presently. You have permission to be flexible with your budget, to set healthy boundaries, and to feel an increase of self-worth as you respect and honor your monthly budget. Say this: I am responsible at managing my money. A budget brings unexpected freedom to allow more money in. Yeah, that sure feels good on my end. What needs to be released to stop the pattern of dishonoring money through a lack of organization and a lack of appropriate help when dealing with money? And to clear the buried, drowning feeling you are currently experiencing. Releasing the overwhelming burden energy of taking care of your money. Releasing overwhelm present tense in your life. The overwhelm of managing your money. The overwhelm of getting the right help and assistance to guide you on your path. Releasing the overwhelm of financial abundance and the process to organize it. Releasing the drowning, buried feeling deep within you with money, money organizing, and money discussions, even those are burdening you. Releasing your burdens and the burdens of others that you are taking on. Releasing money as burden energy releasing the burden of organizing, releasing the false belief that money will always be a burden energy. It will not. Releasing the dichotomy from the subconscious fear of not having money, that's lineage, by the way, and having money. The burden energy that I'm feeling, releasing it from your cells, organs, tissues, glands, from all of your chakras and light bodies and meridians, releasing this burden energy from the lineage in the past, present tense, and your future relationship with money. Replacing this to be in flow with money. You are organizing it easily. You are attracting supportive, intelligent money experts to guide your path. You are peaceful and unattached to the past. You are organizing and dealing with money that as it easily flows in. You love organizing. You love living presently, and you love feeling lighter around money. Say this: I have a healthy relationship with my money. I am organized, and I have the right, supportive people to assist me. Because of feeling undeserving to accept money and to clear the false belief that money coming in only feels good if you give it away, what needs to be released to stop the pattern of dishonoring your money because of the need to be accepted and liked by others? This is people pleasing, but let me put it this way. You as a person cannot really lead with vision and passion if you are always holding yourself back through helping others. You can help others along the way, but I have always found that if people-pleasing shows up, it is because your life is out of balance, and that means helping others is the only thing you are doing. So releasing people-pleasing through giving of your financial abundance in excess from every action you take and don't take in your life. Releasing the pattern of dishonoring your earned money by giving it all away. Releasing the false belief that your worth and good feelings can only come from giving your money away. Releasing the fear of being judged by your family and your friends because you hold on to the money you've earned. Releasing people-pleasing from the central nervous system, from your spine as your identity. Releasing the pattern of only getting your worth and happiness from giving it all away. The truth is, if this was really, truly rewarding, you would not be here with me. It's out of balance. Releasing the pattern of dishonoring your time. Releasing the pattern of dishonoring your money as an identity to who you are. Releasing the false belief that this is a life sentence that will forever be with you. Releasing people pleaser from the conscious and the subconscious, from your heart, mind, body, and soul. Releasing this pattern of dishonoring your money from every cell. Releasing the addiction to giving your money away because of the need to be popular, because of the need to be liked and accepted by others. Releasing this need, oh so young, from ages 6, 7, and 8 years of age. And in my mind's eye, I can see you in grade school giving parts of your lunch away, your allowance, that extra 25 cents, buying your siblings gum or your friends. These are wonderful qualities. They are out of balance. They are dishonoring you at this point in your life. Do you hear me? Do you feel my words? Replacing this to allow your body to accept the releasing of being out of balance in people pleaser. Replacing this to continue to be kind, continue to love, but you are no longer giving your power away nor your money away to be popular. You are no longer desiring to be liked by everyone. You are no longer buying your family and friends acceptance, love, and friendships. You are honoring your money, honoring the hard work that you do. You are planning and planting seeds of money to enjoy your present life with. You are no longer attached to judgments of others. Say this: I lead with vision and power as I inspire and empower those around me to take ownership of their own life. Because I know and trust they are learning their perfect lesson at their perfect time. There you go. What needs to be released to stop dishonoring money by spending what you don't have and to clear the hopelessness of living within your means to allow harmony with money? This is definitely a scarcity feeling and belief. It's inherited, releasing inherited scarcity from both your mother and your father's side, going back all generations of time back to the originator. Releasing inherited scarcity where you are spending money you don't have because of feeling of hopelessness of ever being able to live within your means. Releasing the guilt of this. Many people have this. It is not just you. Releasing the scarcity of time to be and do all that needs to be accomplished. The scarcity of money in your life. The scarcity of honoring your time and money. Releasing inherited scarcity from the DNA tissues, the fibers, and the tapestry of your physical body. Releasing this scarcity where you are not in harmony with money or in harmony with life. Releasing the deep feeling within you of being out of balance. Releasing hopelessness with living within your means. Hopelessness with all that you have to do and accomplish. This is heavy. I want you to take a deep breath in, breathing in deep, filling your lungs, filling them to capacity. You can fill your belly to capacity if you prefer. There you go. Hold it. Now imagine, there you go, just releasing as you breathe out all the vibrations of scarcity, all the scarcity of time, all the scarcity of money, all the scarcity of hopelessness, releasing all the scarcity. There we go. Now replacing this with abundance. If you honor your time by doing what's best first, then I promise you, time will expand for you. Mm-hmm, you heard me. Replacing this to honor your time and allow it to expand. Replacing this to be unattached to what others have and the pattern of comparing. Replacing this to honor your money, to honor your spending habits, and to have harmony with money. Replacing this to allow your worth to manifest in all the decisions you make about money. You have made money before. You have known the feeling of honoring money before. Return to your roots and allow what serves you best to be part of your daily actions now and in the future. Say this: I honor my time and my money by making sure all my most important priorities are met. Money is a resource for me to honor. What needs to be released? To clear the shameful pattern of dishonoring your money by giving your savings away when you don't really want to do that. This is because you feel unsupported in life. Maybe you felt unsupported as a child. You've attracted people into your life that are not supportive. And so truly you're doing this out of the goodness because you don't want others to ever feel that way. But what's happening is you are being unsupportive to yourself. Do you see? Releasing unsupported, inherited from your mother and your father's side, releasing unsupported turned inward now, where you are dishonoring your money because of overcompensating to help others feel supported. Releasing the false belief that because you have it, you must give it. Mm-hmm. Releasing unsupported from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of your physical body. Releasing unsupported, where is blocking your confidence, blocking clarity, there we go, and blocking courage to say, I'm so happy you feel comfortable to ask me for money, but please understand that my saying no does not mean I don't care about you, because I do, but I am unable to help and support right now. That's it. Done. No excuses. Just thank you. And I'm sorry I am unable to help. You do not need to over-explain, but you do need to be true to yourself. Because until you are true to yourself, life cannot change. Releasing the pattern of weakening your financial support by giving it away. Just because you can does not mean you have to. Just because. All right? You do not need to use it just because you have it. You do not need to give it away because it's savings. So in other words, just because you don't need it right this moment, you might need it next month, does not mean you have to give it away. Releasing the pattern of dishonoring your money because you can't say no. Releasing shame. The shame of not having more money, the shame of having money, the shame of saying no. The shame of other people knowing how much you have and the shame of them knowing how much you don't have. Releasing the shame of needing more money and the shame of giving your money away. It's complicated, isn't it? I understand. It's like I'm releasing all these energetic connections just wrapped around you. There we go. All the shame that's preventing you from owning who you are, that's blocking you. There you go. Replacing this, that your body will accept and receive a positive inner life shift to own your worth, charge more for your services, confident that if user friends and user family leave your life, it serves your highest good, because you are confident that it is their journey, not yours. You are worthy. You are confident. You are fearless to do what's best for you and your family. Immediate family. You are courageous to take charge of your money habits to allow a harmonious relationship with continued abundance into your life. Releasing the false belief that if others in your life are aware that you are making more money, then you will have to give them the extra. You do not. So in other words, don't share that information. Not even to a mother. Just keep that to yourself. If you feel that they're going to ask for more, then guess what? That is your beautiful information. That is your jewel to keep to yourself. Say this: I now release my emotional need to be popular with my family and friends. What needs to be released to stop the pattern of being controlled by coupon consciousness? Not honoring money flow because of a limiting your self-belief to allow you to spend that extra $5 and enjoy life with flexibility. Yeah, I can see how that can complicate life. Coupon consciousness. I like it. To get rid of, that is. I can feel that the release of scarcity earlier helped this pattern, but I also feel more to this. It's because of a pattern of living small. Living in smallness is how I'm going to call this out. It's interesting, right? Releasing the inherited pattern of living in smallness from your mother and your father's lineage. Releasing living in smallness from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of your physical body. Releasing living in smallness where you are being controlled by coupon consciousness. Releasing the habit of not honoring your money flow because of a limiting belief that money will not flow to you. Releasing unworthy to show up in the world. Releasing living in smallness where you are holding yourself back in money flow. Releasing living in smallness where you are holding yourself back consciously to those around you. And in your belief to yourself, wow, good stuff. Releasing the pattern of dishonoring yourself by holding yourself back, living below your potential. Releasing coupon consciousness, however that shows up in your life, where you are stuck in an old comfort zone. Releasing the fear that's keeping you from honoring money and the fear that's keeping you from pursuing your passion. Releasing the fear of spending an extra $5. Releasing the fear that's preventing a money ceiling from releasing completely. There you go. Replacing this to honor your time and money by giving and receiving, by purchasing something with that extra $5. Maybe it's a foot massage, but if you feel like getting it, do it, even if you don't have a coupon with you. Replacing this to honor your time, honor your money, and allow your awareness to the world around you to expand, to allow yourself to be alive, to allow yourself to live bigger, generously, and to allow money to flow in and to recycle out. Say this, money is a resource to meet my needs and to be engaged in the energy of life with others. What needs to be released to stop the pattern of devaluing money by not charging enough for your services? Because of the belief that you don't need to, because money will always be there. Well, if it was there right now, then you wouldn't have this issue, right? So, what comes up is conflict. It's emotional and a physical conflict that I'm feeling. This trapped around 14. Maybe, you know, a parent or friend asked you to babysit or clean, and they asked you to do it for free. And because you were available, you felt the obligation to give of service, which isn't a bad thing. Okay. Then maybe your parents took you out for ice cream as a reward for doing something that was right. Hence why you feel that something will always reward you for your good service. This is just an idea. So I'm releasing the conflict at ages 13, 14, and 15. Conflict with money, conflict with time. Releasing the internal conflict on an emotional level because of the belief that you shouldn't need money. Releasing the internal conflict arising from opposing demands around money. Releasing external conflict with charging for your services and the false belief that if it comes easy to you, then your service should be free. That's deep, by the way. Releasing this agonizing and antagonistic pattern of devaluing yourself, devaluing your money, and devaluing your time. It no longer serves your highest good. Releasing money conflict, releasing service conflict, from the conscious and the subconscious, releasing the old, identifying pattern of devaluing money as a learned behavior and as an experience that has been with you for a lifetime. Releasing the false belief that what comes easy cannot be paid for. Releasing the false belief that what comes easy cannot earn you money. Replacing this to trust that when you are in alignment with your purpose, then it is easy. And what you are experiencing is ease in your gifts. Allow the money to flow and your gifts to flow as it is in your divine right to make money doing what comes naturally and easy for you. You are supposed to charge. People expect you to charge, and it is part of honoring yourself and honoring your money and honoring the exchange of money. The force of life energy, and there must be an equal exchange for life to sustain in healthy ways. Replacing this, that your body will accept healing, positive energy to flow from the crown chakra, your heart, down into your root chakra, down into your feet, to heal your body from past wounds, past hurts, and past pains. Say this: I have fun making money. I enjoy making money. Doing what I love. I now am forever in alignment with honoring my money. What needs to be released to clear the pattern of dishonoring money through a lack of knowledge and details as to where your money is being spent? To allow you to be organized and allow money growth. I sense some resentment going on here. This isn't all your resentment. This part is, some of this is lineage. So releasing the inherited resentment from your mother and your father's side, going back all generations of time back to the originator. Releasing inherited resentment from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of your physical body. Releasing the resentment in your life present tense for being treated unfairly, maybe in the past, and the resentment that no matter how much you make, it's never quite enough. Releasing the resentment that you are working so hard. Also, the resentment for being misunderstood. This resentment can show up as bitterness. So releasing bitterness towards never being seen for the value that you give. Releasing resentment where it is blocking an increase of money flow. Resentment at the thought of doing one more thing. Resentment at the thought of having more to do when you get home. The resentment of managing your money. The resentment that you are not supported more in your life with all the responsibilities that you take on. Releasing this all from the past, from your lineage and present tense. Releasing the pattern of not honoring your money because of your lack of desire to know where it goes. There you go. Replacing this with forgiveness of yourself. Forgiveness of others that have wronged you. And with the ability to honor your money. Replacing this with the ability to be organized easily and in alignment with who you are. You are inspired to create a life of more joy and financial abundance. You are inspired. You are allowing the dews of heaven to distill upon your heart, mind, body, and soul. Because you recognize and know that you are enough. You are attracting all the right opportunities to live a more full and enriched life. You are organized. You are focused. You are worthy to live in magnificence now and in the future. Say this: Money is positive energy. It is a resource for my family, for my life, and I embrace receiving more money on a daily basis. What needs to be released to stop the feeling that lodged when you were criticized and beaten down about your ability to make money? So what needs to be released to stop the pattern of dishonoring your gifts and talents in making money? To allow you to return to your full confidence that you were born with, to allow money and your money-making abilities to return. Well, you've been shut down in your life, so let's get rid of this. Releasing shut down, energetically, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Releasing shut down presently in your life, where your self-confidence has been shut down. Releasing the burden energy blocking your soul's confidence to be successful in your ideas and your business endeavors. Releasing the icky feeling deep within you of being shut down. The pattern of shutting down your gifts, shutting down your self-esteem, and shutting down your abilities to make money. This no longer serves your highest good, and you must allow it to release, because part of this is a consciousness on your part. So releasing shutting down as a false belief that you are safer if you shut down because of the fear of being criticized. Releasing shutdown and the feeling deep within you of withdrawing from life. Releasing hopelessness. Releasing misunderstood. And releasing the mental abuse that has been inflicted on you as bully energy. And your own self-mental abuse where you criticize yourself from within. Replacing this with empowerment. To use your gifts to have fun making money. Replacing this with self-confidence, you are now open to being successful. You are no longer hiding behind the emotional addiction to being a failure because you are not. I said that. You are a go-getter. You are confident. You are fearless. You are compassionate. You are living in your essence. And you are attracting all the right opportunities for financial abundance. Say this: I am no longer addicted to dishonoring money because of someone bullying me. I am empowered to honor my gifts. I am confident to experience success in my life. And you are. What needs to be released to stop dishonoring money? By being oblivious to others in your group, not financially contributing your part, not being generous, or even paying half. This is a like a tightwad energy. It does stop money flow. It stops money from coming in. There must always be money coming in and money going out as an exchange of life in gratitude. This is more than just paying bills. This is ebb and flow that keeps the financial energy cycle of life going. Now, for all you overgivers, I did not just give you permission to return to old patterns. This is a pattern of dishonoring money where you are not contributing to others. It is the other end of the pendulum swing. Understand? Releasing the false belief that just because others have more money than you, they should pay for it. That's icky. Releasing the feeling of being uncomfortable to offer to pay for someone's dinner or cab fare. Releasing the pattern of dishonoring money because of the habit of holding back with others. Now, releasing the pattern of being disconnected to your money, disconnected when you're around people, releasing the disconnect to others and the pattern of dishonoring others because of your lack of contribution. Releasing disconnected from your life purpose, disconnected possibly from your career, disconnected from personal relationships where you are missing what others are trying to communicate. Releasing this withdrawn pattern from life, the life feeling because of the fear of not being accepted. I understand. Replacing this to be a visionary, to see things, to hear what others are saying, and to contribute easily to others' lives, to the experience, by paying your way, contributing, always contributing. You will now and always honor your money and your friends by contributing for your part in being present in their life. It serves your highest good to be actively engaged in the process of a positive money exchange. Say this: I trust the energy of money to be a continual positive force in my life. Very good. Now, I am connecting your heart, mind, and body to fully accept and integrate all the new ideas, concepts, and positive money thoughts, as you are now welcoming positive money flow into your life. You are allowing ease and flow with money, recognizing that money serves your highest good. You are completely accepting the positive money shifts and inner healing that has taken place. Bringing your awareness back to your breath, ever more consciously aware of being in the present and in the moment. You are whole. You are balanced. You are ready to allow more joy, more happiness, and more money into your life. You are complete. Thank you for allowing me to be part of your healing. This healing meditation is powerful. Do not listen too often. The body needs time to balance and process. Every 48 hours works perfectly. If you would like to know more about healing meditations, please visit me at lisathomasenergyhealing.com.